With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Change is in the air at Boeing.
The troubled aircraft manufacturer CEO Dave Calhoun will be stepping down from the top job at the company at year's end. Boeing has been facing increasing pressure from major airlines wanting to know how the company plans to fix aircraft manufacturing problems that have made headlines worldwide in recent months. In another personnel change, Board Chair Larry Kellner has told the company's board of directors that he will not be standing for re-election. Rich Thomason reporting.
Aerospace Engineers Union, that represents over 16,000 employees at Boeing, says it wants a CEO that is also an engineer. They say Boeing's been based on a strong engineering culture, but that's changed with leadership that has more of a business background. Calhoun's decision came after a plane leaving Portland lost a door plug. Bolts were not installed when the plane was built. Also at SRNnews.com, the United Nations Security Council issues its first demand for a ceasefire in Gaza, with the U.S. angering Israel by abstaining from the vote. Israel responded to Monday's vote by canceling a visit to Washington by a high-level delegation. A new leader for Ireland.
Ireland is poised to get its youngest ever premier, as 37-year-old Simon Harris has become the elected leader of the Fine Gael party. Harris will replace Leo Varadkar, who announced his surprise resignation last week. Harris, who's been the coalition government's further and higher education minister, was the only candidate to put his name forward to succeed Varadkar. Varadkar himself had been Ireland's previous youngest prime minister. In his victory speech, Harris said this was a moment for Fine Gael to reconnect with the people. Karen Chamas, London.
This is SRN News. France considers curbing transgenderism.
French lawmakers will take up a bill that would ban sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. A growing number of European countries are beginning to push back on the transgender agenda, concluding that allowing children to undergo irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex is harmful. Here in the U.S., more than 20 states have taken similar action, but the Biden administration is fighting them in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice signs a bill that will allow public school teachers to discuss creationism in science classes. The measure was proposed by lawmaker Amy Grady, a former public school teacher, who says her fellow educators often feel constrained to answer students' questions about the origin of life strictly by referencing the theory of evolution. Grady says the legislation is designed to encourage students to think and ask questions while allowing teachers to answer them. This is SRN News. Well, could you be one of hundreds of thousands of taxpayers leaving money on the table for the IRS? Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The IRS says it has 940,000 unclaimed tax refunds from 2020, totaling more than $1 billion, with an average median refund over 900. The deadline to submit a return for 2020 is May 17th, which was made slightly later than usual because of the COVID-19 pandemic. If taxpayers haven't filed their return for tax year 2021 and 2022, any 2020 refunds would be withheld until they file for those years as well. The agency advises taxpayers to request their W-2, 1098, or other forms from their employer or bank, or order a free wage and income transcript using the Get Transcript online tool at irs.gov. Jennifer King, Washington.
And again, just a reminder that the deadline for your 2023 federal income tax is April 15th. More details at srnnews.com.